producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Thursday, the 15th of October, the Ides of October are upon us here on the Good Day program. Lots of things to talk about as usual. Welcome to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug. He's Ken. Ken Kessler monitoring our social network sites, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Imagine there's still a lot of comments about the Democratic presidential contenders and those who could have been a contender, who will probably not enjoy much more time in the spotlight because Mrs. Clinton really did shine. If you enjoy Mrs. Clinton, you enjoyed her strong debate performance. If you don't like her, probably grousing at the fact that she is getting as much attention as she has been and is going to, because she probably went a long way the other night to clinching the Democrat, unless something happens, you got a wild card, somebody comes along, but I think you don't see anybody out there, Kenny, that seems to be able to overcome her. People say, well, I'll wait till Joe Biden gets in. I'm betting Joe Biden was waiting to see how her performance was in the debate to see if she showed any weaknesses before he put his hat in the ring, and now will not because she showed so well. Do you think that's true or not?
Yeah, I do think it's true. I think I think he's probably decided already that he's not going to be in. I think he has so much else on his plate
right,
that he just he can't put his heart in it.
Nah, why would you? Under the circumstances. Okay, so that's the demo. There's not much going on now. There'll be a lot of hooping and hollering. You have some comments about the Democratic presidential debate the other night. Do you want to relay those? And then I want to talk about Ben Carson for a minute if we have time.
Sure. Maya says, it was all Hillary and some Bernie, but who were the other people?
Who is that white guy up on the stage? Yes. All right. All right. Part two. Go ahead.
Margaret says, if you don't want to work for anything or pay for anything, the Democrats are your party.
Well, you know, there's some truth to that in my mind, but I'm not so sure Hillary is the one who, she's pretty much a pragmatist. Does she have some what are considered wild ideas? Go back to the health care discussion that she led during the first year of her husband's first term, and you see what went on there. But there's been a modification. There has been a reality check. She has been pretty hawkish on some things. Never mind just the war sort of things, but she's been pretty deliberate. And I think that's why some on the left just don't like her, and they're so strongly in favor of Bernie Sanders. Next.
Bill says, I watched as much of the debate as I could handle. It was a sickening display of rich white idiots all trying to out-progressive each other. Makes me want to vomit.
Well, you weren't probably going to vote for any of them in the first place, sir, right? Can I assume that from that guy? I'm guessing we can move on from there. Go ahead.
Chad says, Bernie had the best statement of the debate, bar none. Quote, Congress does not regulate Wall Street. Wall Street regulates Congress, end quote.
Check mark. You got my vote on that one. If that were the whole issue, if that were the whole debate, yes. More the banks than Wall Street, even. All right, what's next?
Let's see. Dale says, Clinton has too much baggage and Bernie Sanders is too much of a liberal to carry the swing vote. I want to see Biden run.
Nah. Hillary can get the swing vote, quite a bit of it. She'll go right to the center. As soon as the primary is over, whoosh, you won't be able to, you'll be the speed of light, right to the center. Exactly what her husband did, right to the center. And that points out the fallacy, or not a fallacy, the right word, but the false sense of understanding that most voters have of what the election process is all about. The primary is more important than the general election. Because you have, if you really are a Democrat or you really are a Republican, you really want to see a candidate get in who has a chance of winning, you do it in the primary. You don't put some left-wing lunatic in the primary, because that's who shows up to vote in the Democratic primary, as the right-wing radicals show up to vote in the Republican primary, and they put in somebody that can't get in. There's, up on that stage, when you look at the Republicans, there are four or five people, at maybe more than that, who couldn't have a snowball chance in hell of winning a presidential election because they're too far away from the middle. Hello, ding, 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 centrist politics. All right, one more, Kenny.
Sure. Let's see. Michael says, I actually thought Hillary ducked and dodged as subtly as she could. I love the Bernie email comment. He's very real.
Yeah, it's time to move on from that. No question. It's time to move on from Benghazi, as far as I'm concerned, too. All right. So Ben Carson is going to suspend his campaign for 2 weeks. He's going on a book tour for his new book. It's called A More Perfect Union. And he's going to use that as a fundraising event or a way to get money for his campaign. So he won't see or hear. I'm sure he'll be out and about, but not to the extent that he has been, because he wants to sell those books. In a moment, another point of view from the right, as Megan Barth, who has her own blog site, examines the Democratic debate for you. Food for thought here on Good Day.
Everything you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
It's really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Oh, wow, that is really tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of, like, Halloween, it'd be Oktoberfest.
Smooth, caramel, roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here.
Must be responsible.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our four-day super sale, October 16th through the 19th. With 40% off our exceptional paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I really need to ship something.
Staples has UPS in-store and all the packing and shipping supplies you need.
Great, but today's Sunday.
At Staples, you can ship 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Yep.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Flag Day?
Yeah.
International Fanny Pack Day?
Seriously.
March 12th. Look it up.
Right now, get up to 5% cash back in Staples Rewards. Pack more, save more. Staples, make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchase made at third-party sites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
You may think being totally blind is the greatest challenge I face, but actually, it's the fact that I'm often wide awake at 3 a.m. and struggling to stay awake in the middle of the day. This is called Non-24, and it affects up to 70% of people who are totally blind, like me. It makes just getting through the day a real struggle. Learn more about Non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF, Individual Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an actor portrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Joining us now is Megan Barth, who is the founder and proprietor of ReaganBaby.com. Let's start with that, Megan. What do we glean from the title of this website, ReaganBaby.com? Is it obvious, or like, were you born when Ronald Reagan was president?
Or are you really the daughter of Ronald Reagan?
Yeah, the secret love child of yes. Ronald Reagan.
It's a mystery. Hi, Doug. Thanks for having me on. No, I was born, I wasn't able to vote for Reagan, but I considered myself a Reagan baby. My mother kind of referred to me as a Reagan baby, and the moniker just stuck.
Really?
And I've always been politically astute and aware and submersed in politics. My family was that type of family that gathered around the table and talked politics, and so it manifested itself into ReaganBaby.com.
All right, so you made a living, very clever, good for you, good American dream, be a stalwart, keep working on it, make it a success. So you were in Las Vegas last night, and did you actually go into the debate, or where was your position?
No, I live in Las Vegas, and I don't live too far from the Strip, so I could not pass up the opportunity. I thought the debate was going to be interesting to watch. However, I thought perhaps the real debate might come outside of the debate and talk to the supporters that were there. However, I did not find a supporter of Jim Webb or Chafee or O'Malley. I did have the opportunity to talk to a lot of Hillary and Bernie supporters. And I simply grabbed a friend of mine that lives here. I uploaded Periscope, and he was able to film me while I was walking through the crowd and grabbing anybody that would be willing to talk to me. And really gained a lot of insights into Bernie Sanders supporters. No one would claim that they were a socialist, and some even told me that Bernie wasn't a socialist. Figure that out. Yes.
Yes, it depends on your point of view, your definition of what socialism is.
Right, and I said, well, he calls himself a socialist, and one of the gals said, well, we don't want to label him. Okay.
Don't label him.
And, however, on Reagan Day, I was able to come back to the hotel last night, and I did a quick vlog, and I found one guy named Jim, and he was standing with a sign, and the sign said, Bernie speaks to me because he reminds me of Jesus. So I had to ask him, well, how does he remind you of Jesus? And, again, his name was Jim, and he was the founder of thegospelofbernie.com. And he is an alum of Liberty University, and that is where Bernie spoke to a sold-out crowd. And he was inspired by Bernie's message because, much like Jesus, it is our duty to help the poor and downtrodden. And Bernie, through his socialist programs and the promises of free education through 16th grade, he referred to it as 16th grade college education would be paid for by the system, but he didn't necessarily understand that the system gets paid for by somebody else to pay for the system.
My pet peeve when anybody talks about giving us free college.
Right, no such thing.
And I tweeted, whenever a politician says anything is free, hold on to your wallets.
Right. So it's very interesting that one of the things that I forgot to talk about when Bernie went to Liberty University was the context of being at Liberty University. Jerry Falwell founded Liberty University, not exactly in the mainstream of those who follow Bernie Sanders. So you make note of that, and I think nobody's really, I don't know why, I found it to be very interesting, but I never did pursue it on the air. Now you give me the impetus to do that again, although maybe people just say, okay, well, so he was in another area where there's a different kind of thinking, and he found support. That's not unusual, really. Is it, Megan? I mean, think of how things are changing this year, where people are supporting candidates that you never thought would have gone anywhere 8 years ago.
Well, that's right, and it's interesting to watch a socialist platform, or at least those that support a socialist platform, will intertwine theology into the mix, specifically Jesus. If you kind of do a little research, which I did a little bit when I got back, there's a lot of supporters that equate Bernie Sanders to Jesus.
Really? He doesn't have a beard or anything?
Yes.
He doesn't get a lot of hair. Well, anyway, it's fun to have different points of view, and I'm glad you were able to be here with us for a while. Megan Barth from ReaganBaby.com here on Good Day.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Here for you now, folks.
Wait the days and wait the
wait
night.
The days and wait the night.
Never noticed that he had.
No, I didn't either.
I have left. Are you behind?
This is the anniversary of the passing of Freddie Fender.
Are you don't belong
69 years of age on this day, 2006. He had big, 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 big hits, Richie, including this one, Wasted Days and Wasted Nights.
Why should I keep?
Didn't he have a guitar named after him?
A Fender guitar?
Yeah.
It wasn't named after him.
It's clever. See,
probably a Freddie guitar somewhere.
Yeah.
The FF guitar. Uh-huh. All right. So let's see. We have Wasted Days and Wasted Nights in his repertoire. How about Before the Next Teardrop Falls, Richie?
Never breaks your heart if the teardrop ever starts. I'll be there.
He's got a bad
voice. When Merle Haggard sings, he doesn't stutter, but in the people with this circumstance,
they get in the comfort zone.
Yeah.
Leo Fender, by the way.
Leo Fender. Freddie's cousin, right?
I don't know.
I'm going to check that out.
All
right, also musically, this is a portion of the hour in which we focus on some good music from people's point of view. The passing of Freddie Fender, also passing of Leonard Bernstein on this date, 1990. So we have a couple of samples from West Side Story there.
Got all the greatest hits, Dudley.
Greatest hits of Leonard Bernstein.
That's right.
Good. Who doesn't remember West Side Story? Didn't they do a new adaptation with the story sort of changing a little bit? Didn't I see that? There was some Broadway, Roberta.
Well, they did. They did a new adaptation, yes, and they did the songs in Spanish by the Spanish people.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
And they figured they could do that because people know what the songs are.
Yeah.
They're so familiar. So just to make it more authentic. I don't know if it worked. I saw it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it worked or not.
This is my favorite.
I know it is.
It's really hard to pick just one, though.
All right, so give us another sampling, Richie. Coming out from West Side Story. What else did Leonard
Bernstein? This might go down as one of my favorite segments we've ever done, celebrating dead people.
and their music. Tunes. Yeah. Try that. All right, you got to have a little musical class, right? Come on.
I got class.
You got class.
I just dropped the scene,
yeah. Really? Yeah. And put a pain in there. That's perfect.
That's my job. Do it well.
I know it is. All right, so there's a little musical reference. Leonard Bernstein, our thought of the day today came from him. To achieve great things, two things are needed. A plan and not quite enough time.
Hallelujah,
that sounds like it belonged to the A-team.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't they always like the A-team had to have a plan,
yep.
right?
Yep.
I love it when a plan comes
George
together.
George Bapard, I always love it when a plan comes together.
All right, exactly. All right, our video of the day today at DougStephan.com comes from the YouTube channel Sploid. I love Sploid. S-P-L-O-I-D. Sploid has drone footage. Actually, this is pretty cool because it takes us to a big traffic jam in China. The insanity of the clogged roads over there. You think it's bad in Washington, Los Angeles, Boston, Chicago, New York. You ain't seen nothing until you look at this video. Thousands and thousands of cars clogging the roadway on their way back from a vacation. It is really poignant. Yeah,
Amazing.
Yep. Check out the video of the day today at DougStephan.com. I think it's just really cool. Also, speaking of cars, story at DougStephan.com about a Tennessee EMT who took a quick detour between her wedding ceremony and reception to help somebody in a car crash.
Wow.
Which I think is kind of a neat thing. There are all kinds of great stories in the Naked City. There really are. And unfortunately, we sometimes get bogged down with some of the
stuff. There's the Naked Cowboy.
There is the Naked Cowboy. Yes, right. So we've accomplished another half-hour broadcasting here, 28 after the hour, and good day.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack? When you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price. And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now. Then enter code 1313 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 1313.
I'm Joe Mantegna, Forest Service member. Coming home and transitioning back to civilian life is a happy time, reuniting with loved ones. But it can also be a time that presents brand new challenges, especially when it comes to finding a job that will enable them to support their spouses and families. If you're a small or large business employer, there are lots of great reasons for you to consider hiring a veteran. The same discipline, confidence, and skills that they honed in the military stay with them for life, and they can put those skills into practice in their workplace. American veterans bring great value to the businesses and companies that hire them. That's why the Coalition to Salute America's Heroes is urging employers and businesses everywhere to hire smart and bet on a vet. It's the greatest way that you can show your appreciation for the service that they provided to protect us and our freedom. To learn more, call 1-888-44-SALUTE or visit saluteheroes.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Whey is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Whey has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Whey is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld.com. WHEY.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
After the hour, as we continue in this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day, Wake Up, Rise and Shine, or Go to Bed and Have a Nice Sleep routine, or somewhere half in between, because this program is aired here, there, and everywhere, all around the clock, all around the globe. So welcome to discerning broadcasting. How's that, Ken? You like that word? You're a discerning broadcaster, Ken. Very Kessler, nice. A discerning broadcaster, and certainly people know me. If I'm nothing else, I'm discerning for sure. What I've discerned from looking at the news about NBA star Lamar Odom is that he is a dummy, among other things, and also apparently a cocaine addict. I don't know if that may be stretching it, but he used a line. Apparently, there's a call that came in to the brothel or into some news. I don't know. They went to the Associated Press. I wasn't clear on that. But the report is that Lamar Odom did cocaine, and then he took over-the-counter sexual performance enhancement drugs before he was found unconscious at the Nevada brothel that you heard about yesterday. What we didn't hear yesterday was that he had taken cocaine. So if that's true, that's why he was found unresponsive. It isn't true that he took over-the-counter sexual performance enhancement drugs unless he drank or he took like 4 bottles of them. Because they, I will tell you from experience on both sides. Remember the time, Kenny, I told the story on the air that I took, just for the fun of it, just to see what would happen, I took Viagra, Levitra, and what's the other one?
Cialis.
Something with a C.
Yeah, Cialis, sorry. So I took all 3 of them once just to see what would happen. And then I have tried the same thing, not maybe to the extent I took pills after pills, but I wanted to see what happened under the circumstances. And frankly, well, I don't want to say nothing happened, but nothing bad happened. So I'm thinking that here are a couple of examples. Today's news will report to you, and I'm giving you it before the fact, so you can chew it around as you want to, with responses as you'd like, 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken at DougStephan.com or Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. The two items today that, in my experience and with my knowledge, even though I'm not a doctor, once in a while I play one on the radio, but I am not here to tell you that the power of Big Pharma is going away, because it's not. These two stories about the sexual performance enhancers that are all natural and the study on vitamin D, the shot that the news media is taking at both of those products is directly, not indirectly, directly connected to the stranglehold that advertising money has on broadcast television, radio, and the print media. And that's why you're going to read both of these. The story that I'm looking at that is from ABC's website as an evaluation of these supplements, if you will. They are spraying all over the place what the Food and Drug Administration says, what the Mayo Clinic says. This is what is often referred to as herbal Viagra. So how are these things different from Viagra, you're wondering? Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, all prescription medications that are approved by the FDA, big deal, and used to treat erectile dysfunction. Herbal Viagra and other over-the-counter sexual performance enhancement products are marketed as a cheaper alternative to Viagra, but they're not regulated by the FDA. And, of course, we know how perfect the FDA is, right? The FDA is perfect. How many drugs that were approved just in the last 12 months, excuse me, have caused the death of Americans? You can find at least four, if not five, maybe six drugs that had negative consequences. So don't give me this blowhard boo hit on the FDA having the end-all, be-all for this. Or whether there are hidden ingredients in these things or not, what they do to blood pressure or not, there's an overreach here, and a bit of common sense is to be applied to the information that you will hear and see, not only again about the sexual enhancement stuff, but the report on calcium and vitamin D, which doesn't help prevent colon cancer, that sort of thing. Take it with a grain of salt would be my advice. Speaking of people who take some of this stuff with a grain of salt, Dr. Ronald Hoffman joins us in a moment with a discussion on some other sort of alternative ways of getting at medical and, not an enhancement, but medical problems, and also his thoughts on Planned Parenthood. Up next here on Good Day.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair. Cleanse your scalp. Cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act. Clean up your hair. Get your hair back again. It doesn't make any difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order a Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319. Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of three whole beets and just one teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
You may think being totally blind is the greatest challenge I face, but actually, it's the fact that I'm often wide awake at 3 a.m. and struggling to stay awake in the middle of the day. This is called Non-24, and it affects up to 70% of people who are totally blind, like me. It makes just getting through the day a real struggle. Learn more about Non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Let's get into a medical report. Dr. Ronald Hoffman, who runs a clinic in New York City responsible for the Intelligent Medicine newsletter, which this week highlights 14 natural products that can help you conquer fall allergies. I'm taking note on this because I have really bad fall allergies around ragweed and that sort of thing on the farm, Ron. I guess that's to be expected under this circumstance. What actually causes these allergies to be more annoying in the spring and the fall?
Well, there's a preponderance of pollen, and not just pollen, but also mold because of the moist conditions of spring and fall cause the mold population to really explode. People who live near grain silos, for example, in the Midwest, have terrible problems, very serious exacerbations of their asthma. So this is a real problem, and it is seasonal. And people often welcome the first frost because that means it keeps the pollen down and out of the air.
Gee, Doug, it's a good thing there aren't any grain silos near you.
Right. Around, let's see, I'm looking out the window at one right now. Thank you very much. Yeah. All right, so the ideas that are presented, we could go through them, but I'd rather send people to your website, frankly, to sign up, even though we can give them highlights here. You sign up for the web, the newsletter, Intelligent Medicine Newsletter, by going to drhoffman, 2Fs, drhoffman.com. Now, there are some things. You say omega-3 fish oils, vitamin C, probiotics, adrenal. I don't know if you and I talked. I was taking an adrenal supplement, and I stopped. Mm-hmm. Because somebody told me something, and I'm trying to remember now because I'm very suggestible when it comes to this sort of thing.
Somebody you said, suggestible?
I know. Isn't it hard to believe?
Who would have thunk of that?
So what sort of adrenal support would be necessary? Okay, so, the other things are things we ought to be taking anyway, right?
Yeah, so this is how it works. The adrenals are kind of like the shock organ of the body, and they provide resistance to stress. And, in fact, the adrenals make something called cortisone, which we've copied as a medication, prednisone. So prednisone is a great medication because it's great, except the side effects are horrible. At first, when doctors first introduced this, they said this is the answer to everything. You take prednisone and it calms down allergies, inflammation. It's great for asthma, and then they overuse it. Of course, it creates osteoporosis, diabetes, and dependency. So when the adrenals are weak, they don't make enough of these stress hormones, which help to resist inflammation and allergy. And so you can help to support your own adrenals by taking certain what are called adaptogens, which include things like things with funny names like ashwagandha.
Donda, Roseman, even good old-fashioned licorice actually helps to support the adrenals. Makes them
red licorice, I hope?
No. It's got to be the black stuff, and it's got to be the real licorice. A lot of the licorice that's sold in case is synthetic.
Okay. All right, get that rundown, Intelligent Medicine Newsletter, drhoffman.com. All right, Planned Parenthood changing their policy, no longer accepting reimbursements for these fetal tissue research projects. What really do we need to know about this from a medical point of view, from your point of view?
Well, you know, I think it was a wise move politically for them to do that, because the biggest knock on them is that they appear to be unscrupulously profiting from the sale of fetal tissue. Obviously, fetal tissue is the consequence of abortion. Whether you approve of abortion or not, there's going to be some fetal tissue. And science makes use of the fetal tissue, often to good ends. I'm not saying that science could not advance without fetal tissue. Science always finds a way, you know, even if there's some restrictions. You know, for example, animal research, there are certain restrictions on what you can do to animals, and, you know, there are workarounds for that. So, you know, ultimately that is the proper decision, because it just appears unethical that they want to get in there, get, quote, viable or live tissue. It just is a terrible PR disaster for Planned Parenthood. And, you know, science is not going to stop using fetal tissue, because fetal tissue has actually been the basis for some scientific advances for vaccine development and so on, and possibly also for this controversial area of stem cells, where you take early undifferentiated cells and you grow them into new organs. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's a hopeful area for medical advance.
Right. All right. This new dissolving heart stent. It's being researched, passed its first test, designed to keep blood vessels open. It has performed well, so the tests say. I think about EECP, which a lot of people don't know about. I would expect that you are the type of doctor who would send a lot of your patients who have maybe a problem with some of their little micro arteries closing down to EECP. Yep. What about this heart stent? What about, is this something that you or maybe some cardiology colleagues of yours think is a good idea? Where are you on this?
Well, you know, I think that there is an advance there in stenting. The problem with stents, though, is that stents, while they open blood vessels and promote circulation, they eventually reclog, and sometimes at an alarmingly fast rate.
Right.
So, you know, it might take you, 50, 60, 70 years to develop your first blockage. With a stent or with a bypass, it could take, 3 to 5 years to get a blockage again. Mm-hmm. And that seems like an awful waste after you've gone through the trouble of and expense of getting these bypasses.
All right, as long as we're in the heart disease department, do you agree with the research that suggests that women going through menopause having a lot of hot flashes may be easier prey for heart disease?
Oh, no question.
Really?
You know, estrogen and testosterone are actually protective of the heart. So, you know, women can't take testosterone, otherwise they get side effects. But men can take testosterone, women can take estrogen, and it helps to keep the flexibility and viability of the blood vessels. It's sort of like a youth hormone for the circulatory system. So there's no question that, you know, women actually are protected up to a certain point. At the time of menopause, that protection drops off. That's why women probably have less heart disease than men.
Really? All right. So let me go one step further and take it. I think I have not asked you this, but I respect your points of view on things. I got involved in a program last year. It's a physical exercise routine, supplement routine. I may have told you a little bit about it. But what's happened as a result of some of the supplements I'm taking, my testosterone level is good and always has been, but my DHEA, whatever it is, has gone through the roof.
And that's a good thing.
It is a good thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing. DHEA is actually, considered sort of like a unisex testosterone. You know, men have like, you know, maybe 50 times more testosterone than women.
Yeah.
But when it comes to DHEA, it's more of an equal opportunity hormone. Men have maybe, you know, 1.5 times as much DHEA as women. And DHEA is kind of a youth hormone. It's actually
associated with... There are those who say it's associated with cancer risk.
No. If you have prostate cancer already, probably good idea to refrain from taking DHA. Same thing with breast cancer, but it is not something that in and of itself causes cancer.
Really?
It's just, you know, if you get diagnosed with cancer, maybe, you know, hold back. So it's not per se a cause of cancer.
My PSA number being 0.8.
Oh, you're in good shape. You are in. You are
Don't
golden.
Worry about that.
You
All
are
right.
golden. Right, Go so for it.
Right.
Lucky you.
Thank you. Dr. Ronald Hoffman, lucky you. You
That'll
get
be $400, please.
Yeah, okay. I'll send you a check. All right, don't be
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This person. I don't know what his prize would have been, but it would have been worth it.
From the few times Tommy Lee Jones has been a bad guy in his movie career.
Come on, that's not striking off, sir. Striking off.
Let this be a learning experience, gentlemen. If you resist, we will kill you and the man next to you. Now move out of here in an orderly fashion.
Movie music by the Regulators from the movie Under Siege, which was the number one movie during this week in 1992. The song is called Whiskey Fever. Tommy Lee Jones, Gary Busey, and a cast of really...
Steven Seagal.
Yeah, well, he was the good guy.
He was the good guy, yeah.
Busey made a crazy bad guy, and Tommy Lee Jones was... Well, it ended badly for him, as I recall. But that was an interesting movie, to be sure.
It was good.
The next one was the train one, where they're trying to shoot down, what was it, the satellites or something from a train?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a couple of
All Steven Seagal movies are the same. But they're
exactly.
fun.
Yeah, just take place in different locations. Right. I'm surprised Roberta doesn't have all of Steven Seagal's movies in her DVD collection.
I've never seen one.
Haven't you?
No.
Oh, my God. You don't know what you're missing, Roberta.
No. If it doesn't have zombies or vampires in it, I'm not interested.
Right. So what's that show I was just talking about? What, Scream Queen? Or
Scream
what is it?
Queens or yeah. something, yeah.
Is that about zombies?
I don't know. Never saw it.
But no, it's a TV show, Roberta.
Okay, I never saw it.
But doesn't matter. I've never seen it. All right, in a moment, we talk about Jennifer Lawrence, not necessarily from a point of view that you might have expected. She's blaming herself for one of her problems, and we'll talk about that in a moment here on Good Day.
At TIAA Crep, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014, same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
I wish I could fall asleep.
Jennifer had a stressful day, and now her mind is spinning at bedtime.
I have a big day tomorrow.
It's time for new Unisom Sleep Minis. The tiny capsules are non-habit-forming and work fast. They're the little help busy people need to get a good night's sleep and wake recharged.
Good night.
New Unisom Sleep Minis. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient, diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, so Jennifer Lawrence, one of the rising stars, wouldn't we all agree when it comes right down to it?
Yes.
Who's getting more attention? What woman actress or woman actor is getting more attention than Jennifer Lawrence? She was interviewed. There's a new movie that she's in. She's out promoting it. So she was asked about what she got paid for her role in American Hustle. That was one of the... Well, it wasn't just American Hustle. Didn't it start with where she became famous, those hunter-warrior game, what do they call them? What's the name of that?
The Hunger Games.
Yeah. So she didn't get paid the same as the male stars in that. And she didn't want to do the last one, but she was contractually obligated to do it for something like $80,000. And at the moment, she's probably getting $8 million a picture, I would guess, wouldn't you? Most, maybe even more than that.
Wow.
Big bucks.
So I'm looking at the...
What?
I'm looking at the IMDb top 10 most popular actresresses right now.
She's number one.
No.
Oh, isn't she?
No.
Where is she on the list?
Not even on the top 10.
You're kidding.
Who's number one?
Number 10, Emilia Clarke from Terminator Genesis. Kate Mara from 127 Hours.
Okay.
Number 8,
so
Bella
this is
Thorne,
a bogus
Blended.
List. This is a bogus list.
It's IMDb.
If she,
that's
I don't
most
care.
Popular
she,
who's
no.
who's number one?
Number
any
one, Jamie Alexander.
Who's that?
Are you kidding?
Thor, The Dark World.
Baloney. That's
no, Jamie Alexander is my cousin's fiance.
Good for her.
That's Peter Facinelli's fiance. And she's in that new TV show called Blind Spot.
All right.
The Tattoo Girl.
Kenny, am I right about this? Isn't Jennifer Lawrence the most talked about actress? So wouldn't you say, in terms of what actress is getting
attention? She's popular, but I wouldn't say she's the most talked about.
Who do you think is?
Dakota Johnson, 50 Shades of Grey at number 7.
Really? Anyway,
IMDb.
Jennifer Lawrence
is
said
Amy Schumer on there?
She didn't seek more money for her roles because she didn't want to come across as difficult or spoiled or hard to deal with.
So good for her.
I suppose that's good. Anyway, I don't agree with that IMDb list, by the way.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.